President, Denmark welcomes the delegation from the Kingdom of Bahrain and thanks it for its presentation today. We commend the progress achieved in creating human rights institutions to investigate human rights violations committed in Bahrain during and since the uprising of 2011. It is an important first step. However, we observe with regret that until now the subsequent investigations have not sufficiently resulted in bringing those responsible for human rights violations to trial. We also remain concerned by the human rights situation in Bahrain in recent years, which includes the ongoing violations of the right of freedom of expression, association and assembly, and the arbitrary arrest of citizens. Denmark recommends that Bahrain releases all arbitrarily detained persons in Bahrain, including the Danish Bahraini citizen Mr. Abdul Hadi Al-Kawaja, a victim of torture who needs treatment and rehabilitation. We also note with serious concern the particularly high number of denaturalization of Bahraini citizens since 2012. Stateless individuals do not have equal rights before the law and have restricted access to healthcare services, education and employment. Denmark therefore recommends that Bahrain ends the practice of revoking citizenships from individuals. We are pleased that Bahrain, during its second UPR, accepted to consider ratifying the Optional Protocol to the UN Convention Against Torture. The Optional Protocol is a key instrument in the prevention of torture. Denmark recommends that the government of Bahrain ratifies the Optional Protocol to the UN Convention Against Torture. Thank you.